Namaste, my lovelies. My name is Jessica Ann, and this is Living Anxiously with Anxiously Ann. I wanted to take a minute to tell you how I hope the show will progress. Currently, I am working with a solo podcast format with the hopes of, in the future, including interviews as well. Every day, I am growing and learning, and so too will my podcast. Today's episode, I would like to talk to you a little bit about my journey to feeling better. Just like every other human in the world, I too fell prey to a negative body image. Before becoming a mother, I never thought about my body. I was blessed in that respect. After having children, however, it was all I thought about. I didn't look the same. I didn't feel the same. For years, I struggled to love my body. I didn't love my body. I hated my body. I cursed myself for not being more active during my pregnancies. I foolishly believed that genetics would keep me in perfect shape. I tried every diet, fad, trend, workout, you name it. While I was able to achieve my target weight, I still hated my body. At the time, I lived in an environment where I was one of the smallest people I knew, so sharing my struggles would not have been met with sympathy. Because I was skinny, I should be healthy, right? However, I didn't feel healthy. In fact, I felt far from healthy. I had a terrible digestive issues, constant aches and pains, shoulders, back, recurring headaches, migraines, stiff joints, weakness, and fatigue. These were just my physical symptoms, and I had grown accustomed to ignoring all of them. I thought that if I could just have a flatter stomach or toned thighs, that I would feel better, be happy. Again, I tried every diet, fad, trend there was. Quitting and restarting and quitting and restarting and quitting and restarting. But I was eating for the wrong reasons. Exercising for the wrong goals. I don't remember exactly when I felt the shift, but one day, I just gave up. I was done. I was exhausted from trying and tired of worrying. So I quit. Yes, you heard that correctly. I quit. I quit caring about how I looked. I had a new goal in mind. I wanted to feel good. I wanted to feel strong. I had so many ailments and little problems that affected me on a daily basis. Where to even begin? I started by targeting my muscles and what hurt. I did deep yoga stretches and worked on improving my posture. I realized the reason I was so weak was because I was not getting enough protein in my diet. I found what was causing my digestive issues and worked to crowd out food that made my stomach feel bad and replace them with foods that didn't make me feel bad when I ate them. I went through all of my aches and pains, adding and taking away things as I found what worked and what didn't work for me. I started slowly as not to burn myself out and let it grow from there. I mean, I started very slowly. If all I was able to do that day was 2 push-ups and 5 squats, Then all I did that day was 2 push-ups and 5 squats. And you know what? I didn't beat myself up about it. Even if I was able to do more the day before, I allowed myself to do what I could do, felt good about what I could do, and tried again the next day. I added meditation to help with my focus, anxiety, and mindfulness. I just kept doing a little small amount every day. I worked to build positive habits instead of starting a diet or a workout routine. I knew for me to feel healthy, I would have to stay active and make the right choices, not just for now, but for the rest of my life. I didn't want it to feel like a complete change of life situation, because, let's face it, change can be overwhelming. So I started with baby steps. I've been on this particular journey for only a few short weeks now, and the results are amazing. I feel the best I've felt since before I've had children. I have my sore days, my pain days, but I don't just ignore them and get used to them. Instead, I acknowledge them and make adjustments to my routine and to my exercises and self-care to better take care of my pains. The thing is, turns out it works focusing on what feels good, focusing on feeling better has been a stronger motivator for me than focusing on my appearance. But you know what? Here's the kicker. By making myself feel better, I was simultaneously making myself look better. I've stopped weighing myself altogether. I threw my scale in the garage and never looked back. If I were to give any advice at all, it would be this. Focus on the foods and exercises that make you feel good afterwards. Play around with what works for you and what doesn't. Just remember, what works for someone else may not work for you. Let feeling good be your goal, and you might find that looking good just comes naturally. If you have any questions or comments, I will be including the links to my website and Facebook page in the show notes. Feel free to message me or email me. Maybe I can answer some of those questions on my next episode. Thank you for listening. Namaste.